Am I speaking to Private Investigations Ireland?
You are, yeah.
Hello. Is Private Investigations Ireland related to Stakeout Enterprises?
No.
Oh. As I've... I rang Directory Inquiries 11890 and it actually gave me a number for Private Investigations Ireland when I specifically asked for Stakeout Enterprises. Well, let me put this another way. There used to be a police detective called John Joyce, and he seems to have gone into private practice as a private investigator for Stakeout Enterprises. I don't know if maybe he now works for Private Investigations Ireland?
No, definitely not. Oh. There's only myself who's James Delaney. Now, my father used to be a policeman, but he was nothing to do with the business at all, you know?
Right. Well, maybe for now we might not proceed, but I might actually get back to you if you can give me an idea. How much would it actually cost to track down John Joyce? Because I have a particular interest in him.
Well, I tell you, like, I mean, are you sure that... See, this Joyce is a... That's a well-known traveller's name, as in, you know. I don't know. Do you say... Is he licensed? Is he a registered private investigator?
I'm not really sure if he even still practices, or maybe he might have even left Ireland. I don't know. But when I knew him, he used to be a detective in Pier Street Police Station in Dublin. But I've looked on the internet for him today, and he seems to have subsequently gone into private practice. And I rang Pier Street Station today, and it told me that. If he's retired, then it doesn't have contact details for him.
No, I get you, of course, yeah. Yeah, of course. Like, I mean, I tell you, to be honest with you, you have to remember that the laws in Ireland have changed a lot now, so you have to be a licensed private investigator, and I tell you, that name doesn't ring a bell with me, so I don't think that he's a licensed private investigator, right. Which means that he can't actually do that work any longer then, you know?
Right, well, even so, I don't actually need him to perform an investigation now. He investigated a case for me as a policeman, and similar crimes happened to me last month, and I would like to summon him to testify on the same area of law, and just to say that something like the crimes like these happened to me before when he was on duty, and that he's aware of them and of me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Right. So what kind of prices would we be talking about to find him?
It'd be crazy. Like I mean, you see, you've got to remember that. Like, I mean, I tell you what I'll do is, listen, if you like, you can ring me back there in 5 minutes and I'll actually have an answer of whether I can locate him or not. It'll be the handiest bet, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't want to go kind of too far too soon on costs, but are we talking that we're talking like €100, €1,000? What kind of prices are we talking about for future reference?
I tell you, to be honest with you, we'd only charge €500, but that would be, I probably wouldn't even charge you, to be honest. Like, I mean, I'd only just sort of look it up and then say, Jesus, here, there he is there, and good luck, you know. I actually don't particularly need any, you know, job like that, you know.
Okay, well, I can appreciate this, then. If it's going to be 5 minutes for free, then, yeah, I don't mind ringing you back in 5 minutes. But just before we hang up and do that, one more question. Can you recommend to me a law firm which is good for performing criminal prosecutions? Not criminal defences, criminal prosecutions.
There's very good ones. It depends on what your budget is, like, you know.
So we'll say that the budget isn't too small.
Yeah. Well, like, say, for example, the best known solicitor / barrister would be a guy called Dara Robinson.
Dara Robinson, right.
Dara Robinson, and I'm just saying that if you contact the company, if you type in Dara Robinson on your computer or on your, you'll find him and you'll find what company he works for. I'm just saying that he would be one of the best, you know, in laws, and tell you everything that you need to know, you know.
Right. Well, thanks. This is very helpful. If I do actually need private investigations, then I'm inclined to use you. I'll ring back in about 5 minutes. Just say again. This ex policeman, well, presumably ex policeman, is called John Joyce. He used to be a detective in Pier Street Police Station in Dublin in 2004, 21 years ago.
I get you. Yeah, I tell you what I'll do is this, and I just try and just see. I've another record book there. I can just have a look and see if he's there, and if he's not, he's not. You know yourself.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. This is as far as I'm getting on it so far today. Thanks.
Yeah, no bother in the world.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.